Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Pehe Amud Aleph. We're holding on Pehdal Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom, Amrav Yosef, Amrav Yehuda. So says the Gemara, Amrav Yosef, Amrav Yehuda, Amrav Shmuel. Shmuel taught us that lo helchu bepikuach nefesh achar harayv. The halacha is that we don't go basar rayv when it comes to pikuach nefesh. So says the Gemara, Hechidami. What's the case that Shmuel said this then? Ine madika tisha Yisrael v'kusi echad b'nayu. If there's 9 yidden and 1 goyim in a chatzar, and the building falls, and we all know who it fell on, so you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, well, ruba Yisrael ninu. Shmuel was mashma that kilu, that we don't go basar pikuach, we don't go basar rayv, and we'll still be mechal Shabbos. Here, even if we did go basar rayv, we'd be mechal Shabbos, because rayv of the people living in the chatzar are Jewish. Inami palga upalga. Even if it would only be a 50-50, we would be mechal Shabbos, because having the fashas lahako. So that can't be where Shmuel said his din. El diika tisha kusim v'yisrael echad. Shmuel said his din in the case where there's 9 kusim in 1 guy. And therefore, I would have thought that we should go basar rayv and not be mechal Shabbos. Kamash on Shmuel that no, we don't go basar rayv and we'll be mechal Shabbos. Well, says the Gemara, hanami pshita. That case is also obvious because it's not really a rayv telling us not to be mechal Shabbos. The havali kavua, being that the people are kavua, v'chol kavua kemechza mechzadami. So therefore, it's a case of suffering nefashas lahakol. So of course, you're mechal Shabbos. Rather, says the Gemara, leitzricha the parish l'chatzar acharis, where some people went to a different chatzar. So now called the parish is merubay parish. You would have thought not to be mechal Shabbos when the building falls in the second chatzar. Ma would the tema called the parish merubay parish and not to be mechal Shabbos? Kamashvul on Shmuel that no, d'loy holcho v'bikuach nefesh achar arayiv, that we don't go bas arayiv and that we're mechal Shabbos. Says the Gemara, ain't is that really true that Shmuel said this? Rabbi Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that if you have Tishim Kusim Bisrael Echot, if you have 9 Kusim and 1 Yid that live in the Chatzar together, and then the building collapses, so it depends. Ba'ayis a Chatzar, if it collapses in that Chatzar, so mefakhen, because then it's a 50-50, so it's suffering the Fashis Lahako. Ba'chatzar acheres, so then we called the parish Merubay Parish, and therefore a mefakhen, and therefore we're not Mechal Shabbos, because we assume that the person under the rubble is a guy. So Shmuel arguing on Rabbi Yochanan says the Gemara no like Kasha had the parish kulu had the parish miktasayu. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about the case where only some of the people from the first chatzar went to the second chatzar, and therefore called the parish moved by parish tells us not to be mechal Shabbos, and we're talking not mechal Shabbos. But when all of them went to the second chatzar, and therefore we know for sure that there was a yid in the second chatzar, so therefore it's already hochzak that there's a yid there. That's when Shmuel said his halacha that we don't go basar rayv and we go l'chumra, so to speak, or l'kula, you could say, on chil Shabbos, in order to save the person's life. Says the Gemara, Mi'amar Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel really say this, that the halacha is that we don't go basar rayv by pikuach nefesh? But we have another member of Shmuel which seems to contradict this. But now we learned in the Mishnah that matzah batina gmushlach, if you find an abandoned child, se'im rayv kusi im kusi. If most of the people are goyim living in the city, so we assume that this child is a guy. Vim rayv Yisrael, Yisrael. Mechzah, mechzah, if it's a 50-50, so we also assume that he's Yisrael. Vama Rav, and Rav commented on this Mishnah, and he said that which it says, that if most of the people in the city are yidden, so we assume that the child is Yisrael, leshanu alach yoysoid. It's only with regards to giving him life. Of a liachse, when it comes to giving him good yichus, let's say it's a girl who wants to one day marry a kohen, so that way, that we don't assume that the person's a yid linyan that. So the Pasha Pshat is mashma, that Shmuel said that which we said when it's rav yid and it's a yid, that's with regards to Chol Shabbos. And so it's mashma from Shmuel that only when you have a rav working with you, that it's rav yid, and that's when we're Mechal Shabbos. But if you have rav goyim, then you're not Mechal Shabbos. I thought Shmuel said that we don't go bas a rav. Says the Gemara, Kidmar de Shmuel Areshid Mar. Shmuel never mented his comment on the Seif of the Mishnah like Rav did. Rather, Shmuel was going on the Resha, that if it's rav goyim and rav kusim kusi, and on that, Amar Shmuel, in Bikuach Nefesh Einu King. Now, with regards to Bikuach Nefesh, we don't assume that the child's a guy and will still be Mechal Shabbos. So, in Rav Kusim Kusi Lamai Hilchasa, so it says the Gemara, so then Lamai Nafkamina, do we say that he's a guy? If you're telling me that we view him like a yid with regards to Bikuach Nefesh, so Lenin, in what halacha do we assume that he's a guy? Amar Papa Lachilo Nevelis. Then, when it comes to giving him life, so so what do we feed him? The halacha is that we could feed him Nevelis because we could assume that he's a guy. Imrev Yisrael Yisrael, we said in the Braisa, in the Mishnah, that if most people in the city are Yidden, so we assume that this child's a Yid, Lamai Hilchasa, in what halacha is that said? It can't be with regards to Bikuach Nefesh, because even if it would be a 50-50, we'd be Michal Shabbos to save his life. So, in what do we say if it's Rav Yisrael, so then he's a Yisrael? Says the Gemara, Lahachzir Lo Avedasid. If you find an Aveda which belongs to him, so if it's Rav Yisrael, you have to give it back to him. If it only be a 50-50, you don't have to give it back to him, because there's no Shabbos Aveda by a guy. So the finder could tell this person, bring me a raya that you're not a guy and I'll give it back to you. Until then, I'm allowed to keep the Aveda. Mechze al Mechze Yisrael, if it's a 50-50, so we assume that the child's a Yid, Lamai Helchasa, with regards to what Halach has that said, Amri Shlakash and Nizakin, it's with regards to Nizikin. So it says the Gemara Hechidami, what's the case? Ini Medinakte Tayridi Dalan Tayridi Day, that one of our Sharim, meaning a regular Yisrael of Yisrael, gored the Shar of this person that's a Safik, so then Naisi Rai Venishko. So then the Halacha is that you don't pay Nizikin to a guy. So therefore, for a short Shinagach, to Goy your potter, to Yisrael you pay Chatzi Nezek. So if, why would we say that Safik, the Mechze al Mechze is Yisrael with regards to this halacha? Lucharei, the one who's short damaged him, could tell him, bring me a raya that you're not a guy, then I'll pay you. Until then, I might see Mechaveir all of a raya. So rather, like Tzricha, the Nagche Tayridi Day, the Tayridi Dun. The case where we say that because it's a 50-50, we assume he's a Yid, is in a case where one of his Sharim gored a Shor of a Yisrael. So now, Palga Yahivle, he for sure pays Chatzi Nezek. Whether he's a Yid or a guy, he pays Chatzi Nezek. A guy pays Nezek Shalim. So the Shail is just on the second half of the damages. So Yidach Palga, the other half, namely, this Suffolk could tell the Yisrael who is Shor damaged, I see Raya Delav Yisrael, and Naushkol. If you want me to pay a full Nezek Shalim, assuming I'm a guy, so bring me a Raya, and I'm a guy. Until then, you have no Raya. Hamaytzi Mechaber Alav Raya, and I don't have to pay you. So it's regards to this halacha that we say that when it's a Mechze, a Mechze, we view him that he's a Yid. Misha Nafalav Mapailas Vechulu, we said in the Mishnah all different kinds of Sveikas. A Savik if he's there, Savik if he's not there, Savik if he's alive, Savik if he's even a Yid, and all these cases are Machal Shabbos. So my Ka'amar, why is the Mishnah saying all these different Sveikas? Laimi Bayi Ka'amar, it's coming to say to build up the Chiddush. That Laimi Bayi Savik Husham, Savik Ein Husham, if it's a Savik if he's there, because the Yisei, on the Tzad that he is there, Chayu, he's alive, so then for sure the Mefakhim or Machal Shabbos to save him. Elafilu Savik Safik Meis, even if there's a Safik if he's even alive, still will be Mechfakhen. Evelani by Safik Hai Safik Meis the Yisrael, where we know that he's a Yid, that we're Mechal Shabbos, Elafilu Safik Huzi Safik Yisrael Mechfakhen. Even if he's a Safik, if he's even Jewish, still will be Mechal Shabbos to save him on the tzad that he is Jewish. Matzu Chai Mefakhen, the law is that if you see that he's alive, so you continue on. Well, Matzu Chai Pshita, obviously, if you see that he's alive, so you'll do whatever you can to save his life. Says the Gemara, Leitzircha Dafilu Chayisha. Even if you know that all he's going to live for is Chayisha, he's not going to live for much longer, still you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life, even if it's just for moments of life. Ve'meisyanichu, we said if he's not alive, so you just keep him there. Hanami Pshita, that's also obvious. If he's Meis, so then it's Muksa and it's Chol Shabbos involved for a Meis, what Tzah would there be that you could be Mechal Shabbos to save the Meis? Says the Gemara, Leitzricha Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. The Chiddush is in the world of Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. The time we learned in Ebraisa, the Eim Matzilna Sameis from Nehat Leika. If a fire is going and it's going to consume a mace, so you're not allowed to save the mace. The mace, moving the mace is still to Muksa. You can't do that. To save his body from being consumed in the fire, he's not alive, there's no Hatzir. I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. Shemati Shematzilna Sameis from Nehat Leika. However, Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish said that no, you could save him. So the chiddush of our Mishnah is that even Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, who said that you could save the mace from the dleika, he's minded that you cannot save the mace from the collapsed building. And the reason for that is because vafilu Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish like ka'amer elamitech sha'adna ba'al ha'meisai ilay sharis le'asalech buyeh. He dafka said his case by a dleika because being that a person is so disturbed by his mace being consumed by a fire, if you don't allow him to move his mace, he's going to end up potentially extinguishing the entire fire, which is an issur d'oraisa, at least in the Chayrish. Aval hacha yiloy sharisle mayisli lemevak. But over here by the building that collapsed, if you don't allow him to move the mace, what's he going to do already? There's nothing he's going to do that's a potential issur d'oraisa, and therefore there's no reason to allow him to move the mace. Tanya Rabbanan, we learned Alhechan hu baidik. So when you're saving this person that the building collapsed on, so until where do you check? So Machlaikis, the Tanakama says ad chaitmai, until his nose. You see if you feel any ruach, any sort of wind coming out of his nose, if he's breathing. Some say that you feel his heartbeat, you feel his heart. If you're checking, if you're uncovering the rubble and you see that all the people on the top are dead, so don't say, oh, then for sure the people on the bottom are dead. And even there was even a story that they found that the people on the top were dead and the people on the bottom were alive. Don't give up, keep checking, even though there's Chilul Shabbos involved. So now we mentioned the Machlaikas, the Tanakhama said that Ad Heichan Hubaydik was until his nose, and the Yesh Aimrim said until his heart. So says the Gemara, Neima Hani Tanai Ki Hani Tanai. That this Machlaikas Tanayim is like the following Machlaikas Tanayim. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, the Heichan Avla Neitzar, where was a person created from, where is his, the source of his whole life? It's Meiraishai, it's from his head. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Meimi Ata Gaizai, Vaimer Gazin Israel Vashlichi. So we see Gaizi is a Lashon of a head, so Meimi Ata Gaizi means from my head I was created. Abba Shalaymer mitiburai, it's from his belly, from the center of his body, umishalech sharashav eila ve'elech, and it's from there that his body is spread outwards, and that's how a person is created. So seemingly the machlaikas is, this machlaikas is where a person's life source is from. So Abba Shalom holds from his center, will hold to check until his heart, and the Tanakamu who said from his head will tell you to check by his nose. However, says the Gemara, it's not muchach, because afilu tema Abba Shalom, for example, I can even tell you that Abba Shalom would be made that you check until his nose, because ad kan l'kamar Abba Shalom hasam el in yitzira. That's only with regards to how a person was fashioned. They call midi mimtsase mitzar, a person is created from his center. Avol in pikuach nefesh, but when it comes to pikuach nefesh, afilu Abba Shalom maidi de ikr chayusei ba'apehu. Even Abba Shalom's maidi that a person's ikr life source, the way to check if he has life is by his nose. And as the pasuk says, "Kol asher nishmas ruach chaim ba'apoy." You see, that's the best place to check for a person's life sources by his nose. Sometimes you check the heart, and a person can't feel a heartbeat, but that's just because it's very subtle. But by his nose, that's the best place to check, and therefore it could even be like Abba Shalom. Rapapa explains that machlekes, this whole machlekes about ad chaitmoy and aliboy, is only mimata lamala. It's only if you're checking a person from his feet and upwards. So the machlekes is, you stop at the heart if you don't feel a heartbeat. Avo mimala lamata, but when it comes to going from the top to the bottom, kaven the buttockly ad chaitmoy, once you check his nose and you see that there's no life source, shove neitzarach, then you don't have to check any further, there's no point. Dechsev kosher nishmas ruachayim ba'apov, and therefore once there's no life source in the nose, so then there's no point in checking any further. That's even the Yesh Aimrim is made that Aliboy is only when you're checking from bottom to top. When you check from top to bottom, you only go until the nose.